Orange County votes Republican in November, after preferring Democrats in 2018. California's Orange County voted for Republicans in the governor's administration and Senate this year, according to unofficial election results, a stark contrast with 4 years ago. In the last statewide general election in 2018, the county's voters opted for Democrats, save for one independent insurance commissioner candidate. This is likely due to the lack of anti-Donald Trump sentiment, as well as factors like inflation swaying independent voters to favor Republican candidates, Mike Moodian, senior lecturer of leadership studies at Chapman and research analyst on Orange County public policy, told the Epoch Times. Currently, Orange County has more registered Democrats than Republicans, about 684,000 to 604,000, along with 428,000 no-party preference voters. But it wasn't always this way. Orange County is an outlier among coastal California counties and has historically been known as a Republican stronghold, Moodian said. In the 1990s, Republicans held a 20% advantage over Democrats, according to Moodian. But the county has slowly become bluer in tandem with an increase in its younger and minority populations, who tend to register as and vote for Democrats, he said. The county voted exclusively for Democratic candidates in the governor's cabinet and in one Senate seat in the 2018 general election, in large part because the no-party preference and Democratic voters favored Democratic candidates, according to Moodian. The county swung back toward Republican candidates in November, albeit by a slimmer margin than previous years, because the Trump presidency has ended and inflation, gas prices, the economy may have made Republican candidates more favorable to the independent voters, Moodian said. In 2021, the recall effort of Governor Gavin Newsom failed in Orange County by a slim margin, 51.71% to 48.29%. Moodian said this was because Newsom's top opponent, Larry Elder, was labeled by many as a Trump Republican. That also just goes to show you how much Orange County has changed over time, he said. Moodian said the county's current voter registration is politically balanced, a purple county now instead of a red county, looking more like the rest of the United States. He added that it's the no-party preference votes that will likely determine future elections. Orange County's election results comparison. Here are Orange County's unofficial results. With 54.7% voter turnout, as of 5 p.m. November 30 per the Orange County Registrar's Office. There are an estimated 4,398 ballots left to count. Governor. The county's voters this year chose Republican Brian Dahl to be their governor over Democrat incumbent Gavin Newsom with a vote of 51.49% to 48.51%, respectively. Newsom won re-election. In 2018, the county preferred Newsom with a slim margin of 50.1% over Republican John Cox with 49.9%. In 2014, the election cycle prior to that, the county voted for Republican Neil Kashkari over Democrat Jerry Brown, who won that year. Lieutenant Governor. This year, Orange County voters opted for Republican Angela Underwood Jacobs as their lieutenant governor with 51.03% over Democrat incumbent Eleni Kunalakis with 48.97%, with the latter winning re-election. In 2018, the county voted in Kunalakis with 53.5% of the vote over Democrat opponent Ed Hernandez with 46.5%. In 2014, Ron Nehring, a Republican, won the county's favor by 58.7% over Newsom with 41.3%. Newsom won the election. Secretary of State. Orange County preferred Republican Rob Bernoski in the November election with 51.17% of the vote over Democrat incumbent Shirley Weber with 48.83%. Weber won the statewide race. In 2018, most voters favored Democrat incumbent Alex Padilla with 52.3%, who won over Republican challenger Mark Moiser with 47.7%. In 2014, the county voted for Republican Pete Peterson with 61.3% of the vote over Democrat Padilla with 38.7%. Padilla was elected. State Controller. Republican Lon Heachin is winning the county's vote this year by 54.79% against Democrat Malia Cohen with 45.21%. Cohen won the election. In 2018, voters opted for Democrat incumbent Betty Yee with 52.9% over Republican Konstantinos Roditis with 47.1%. In 2014, the county favored Ashley Swearingen with 58.7% over Yee with 41.3%. Yee won. State Treasurer. Orange County voters this November opted for Republican Jack Guerrero with 52.96% of the vote over Democrat incumbent Fiona Ma with 47.04%. Ma won re-election. In 2018, Ma was preferred by the county over Republican challenger Greg Comlin by 51.8% to 48.2%, respectively. In 2014, 56.8% of the county's votes went to Comlin, whereas 43.2% went to Democrat John Chang. Chang won that year. Attorney General. This year, Orange County voted for Republican Nathan Hochman over Democrat incumbent Rob Bonta by 52.25% to 47.75%, respectively. Bonta won re-election. In 2018, Democrat Xavier Becerra won the vote in the county by 51.7% over Republican Stephen Bailey with 48.3%. Becerra won. In 2014, Republican Ronald Gold prevailed in the county with 57.4% over Democrat incumbent Kamala Harris with 42.6%. Harris won the statewide vote. Insurance Commissioner. Orange County voted for Republican Robert Howell in November for the state's insurance commissioner with 51.04% over Democrat incumbent Ricardo Lara with 48.96%. Lara won re-election. In 2018, Steve Poisner, who ran as an independent, garnered 59.7% of the vote over Lara with 40.3%. In 2014, Republican Ted Gaines won the favor of the county's voters with 57.7% over Democrat Dave Jones with 42.3%. Jones won. U.S. Senate. Orange County voted for Republican candidate Mark Moiser for a full term with 50.5% over Democrat incumbent Alex Padilla with 49.5%. The county voted similarly for the same candidates for a partial term. Padilla won both. In 2018, Democrat incumbent Dianne Feinstein faced off against Democrat Kevin DeLeon, winning 54.4% to 45.6% in the county, respectively. Feinstein won re-election. The general election prior to that in 2016 saw Orange County vote for Democrat Kamala Harris over Democrat Loretta Sanchez by 53.3% to 46.7%. respectively. Harris won.